This next conversation, I always love these because I've been on his show a bunch of times. He's been on my show too. Tory Lowe, my teammate from 101.7 The Truth. He's famous now. He's way past me. He's sort of internationally known. He always does a great event, and I always feel bad because sort of a common, it's almost like a running theme, but it has nothing to do with the event. I actually love the idea of the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup presented by One Milwaukee on this Saturday, April 12th. But I always go to Vegas this weekend, and I'm heading out Saturday morning bright and early from the airport. Tory Lowe joins us on the hotline. Hi, Tory Lowe.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good. It's not on purpose. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. We talk about this all the time.
We do. So for people who don't know what you do, and this is fantastic on a lot of different levels, and it's sort of growing every year in popularity. On its basic level, what are you doing here?
Well, we're coming together to help beautify and clean our city. Many times around spring, once the snow melts, there's a lot of trash, there's a lot of clutter on the ground. But every year, I try to get out there, get the community together, and making sure that we do our part to help keep our city clean. And it's a powerful event, and it's growing and growing. It's bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, and you got three different locations this year. Where are people at?
We got a location off of the first location is 7000 West, I think the West 39th Street is out. And it's a little bit further out, the first location, and it starts at 8 o'clock. I'm going to have to pull up the
no problem.
Website.
But you have three. I mean, you didn't start with three locations, right? It's sort of growing into that.
Right. Well, we start out with, we usually have residents say, hey, I want you to come and help clean my neighborhood. But this year we got with the churches and a couple community organizations, and they started pitching in. And if you want to register, you go to truthcommunitycleanup.com, truthcommunitycleanup.com. If you want to register, registration is still open. But we got a location. We got three locations. One is at 9 a.m. The next location is around 10:30 or so, and then the next location is around like 11:30 or so. So it depends on which your times or where you're available. Then you can kind of register for which location. The last location, you can get Cousin Subs at the end of the last location.
There you go. Great partner.
Having lunch provided by Cousin Subs.
Oh, great subs, great partner. All right, so we all understand the cleanup, it makes things look better, but there's a bigger story here about how a cleaner community, a brighter community, sort of impacts our mental health and our safety. Talk about that a little bit, because I know you always think big picture.
Well, the thing is, cleaner communities are usually safer communities. It's hard to allow for negativity to fester when things are clean and people are taking pride where they live, they'll be more watchful. And what we want to do is go into some of the neighborhoods that have issues with crime or with having to have the neighborhood clean and try to teach them and try to teach the young people. We're really trying to reach the youth and teach them how to serve their community and actually contribute in a positive way.
Why do you do this? I guess that's my question. I know you want to do the cleanup, but why you?
Well, I started out cleaning up neighborhoods. A lot of people say, hey, how can I do what you're doing? I say, go clean up 60 neighborhoods. Cleaning up is teaching you how to serve those around you. And once you get to different neighborhoods, you start reaching a diverse crowd. There's a lot of people that live in our neighborhoods, and you get to know them on a servitude basis. And so once you get that connection, what else can we do?
All right, so I want to give the website again. It starts, there's a couple different start times. You can get Cousin Subs if you hang around to the end and help people. So what do people have to do to be part of this great cause, Tory Lowe's Community Cleanup?
Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com and register. Once again, if you register for the last location, then you get Cousin Subs because we're going to have lunch around noon. And like I said, bring the children out. Bring the family out. This is a great event. It's going to be a lot of people from all different walks of life. And it's going to be a lot of networking going on because it's going to be a lot of people that really are determined to make our city a better place.
And I know this is a lot of our teammates from all three stations will be there as well because you always get a lot of great support internally. And again, I apologize for missing it this year. I will make sure that next year, 2026, I'm actually here and I will be part of all of this. I promise.
Look, we can't wait to have you out there. You know, you the you're a former mayor. You know how to govern things. We need a governor out there.
All right.
So I appreciate you for everything that you have done to serve the community as well. That's why you get a pass. We know that you have already served, and you kind of get to relax. So I guess, but when we do the cleanup, you out trying to, you know, do vacation something.
I'll think of you as I sit by the pool in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Much love. God bless your work. You are a great warrior for our community, and I appreciate all the heavy lifting that you do because you're one of the best at it.
Thank you, Scafidi, and we appreciate you for just having the mind frame that you have and getting the community informed and doing all the great things that you have done over the years, and we appreciate you as well.
All right. It's a love fest here. All right, Tori, get to your show prep. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening, of course, to 620 WTMJ.